Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your ho-ho. Ro-Ro. A.K.A. Psychic Andy here, as always. My man, intern Josh.
I'm flying high. And the time is nigh for beverages.
Indeed it is. Listeners,
we're back.
We're back.
We took a little siesta. We took a little sabbatical. We took a little
break time. A little refreshments break.
Somebody had a nervous breakdown.
I was hospitalized for several days.
Somebody did not take their medicine.
But today
we're going to be drinking up that sweet, sweet medicine.
Mm-hmm.
No, listeners, we disappeared for a couple weeks. Literally, I mean, how would you explain it? We just a couple of guys.
Up to no good.
With some children's, some people getting sick, some real scheduling conflicts. We some actually real had intentions every week to get the podcast up, and
we fucking tried.
The man was against us. We were fighting against it, and hope you didn't miss us too much, but we missed you tremendously.
I felt like I physically suffered because of it. Yeah, like I didn't recover from the several colds I had as quickly as I could have. I'm pouring beverages actively right now.
Yeah, you're pouring beverages. But the thing is, listeners, we are back, and we are back like a heart attack, which is one of the reasons we weren't here the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I had a heart attack while I was in the psych ward.
But listeners, we are back, and we are back with a vengeance. And that's one of the reasons that we weren't here for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, Andy,
I got in a big revenge fight with an old nemesis of mine, and was hospitalized for a couple weeks. Yeah. But the good news, the silver lining is we are back.
Yeah, longtime listeners of the podcast will know this nemesis, but, you know, that's you'll have to figure it out from the clues that Andy peppers through the episode.
BDT.
He's dead.
BDT R.I.P. is dead to me.
BDT, dead to me and dead to thee.
We got to get BDT back here one of these days. Love that guy.
Prop him up like a Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend at BDT's.
A Weekend at BDT's.
That'd be a fun movie.
That'd be a fun podcast.
Where
we just talk to BDT, but like also for him, but he has to pretend he's dead while we
record
the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Do people still use Periscope?
I don't know. We do, because we're all over that social media.
You're so right, and I'm glad you mentioned it.
Talk about it.
T-Bash Pod.
Talk about it.
We'll be
about
live
it.
Tweeting the presidential debates.
Oh, yeah, we should live tweet through the eyes
every
of beverages.
Sip. Okay, yeah, every water sip during the town hall debate.
What's that, the 14th? It's coming up, right?
It's coming up Sunday. It is Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
Hold on to your horses.
I'll be live tweeting every sip of water.
Can we do our official endorsement?
I don't think we did.
I mean, are we going to?
We probably should. We should join the throngs.
Let's do it right now.
Okay. Well, can I? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No. What do you want to do?
Who do I want to endorse?
Well, is that what you were going to say? It seemed like you had another agenda right now.
No.
Always.
It's
with
all
the
party
agendas.
Listen, what is our endorsement but an agenda?
Hashtag we drink with her.
We drink with her. That is a fact. And you want to know why? Not only does she, as we have discussed on the podcast before,
We hot sauce with her.
We also have to mention that VP Nam Tim Kaine was in a Slice commercial in the 90s.
Stop it.
The Mr. Slice campaign. I just saw this yesterday.
Oh, we'll put this up.
We're
going to
put this
up
in the show notes. He gives Mr. Slice a key to the city or something like that. He's in the commercial. We'll post a video of it. It's really fucking great.
That is
20 years ago.
Fantastic.
15 years ago. Yeah.
That's great.
20 years ago. 25 years ago.
We drink with her, though.
We drink with her. We sauce with her. Ride or die.
T-Bash. Go out and
vote. 2016.
Yeah. You know, there was a whole... There's no Rock the Vote this year, is there? That's weird. No. What happened to Rock the Vote?
I mean, MTV's more into scripted programming these days.
Was it an MTV thing?
I always thought so. I mean, it was... There's a guy. Like, there's a corporation behind it, but they were always big.
What if... There wasn't. Is our slogan for Rock the Vote? You know.
Yeah.
Slurp the vote.
Slosh the vote.
Slam the vote.
Oh!
Pound the vote.
Chug the vote.
Chug the vote feels like what it is. Chug the vote.
Guys, hashtag chug the vote.
Hashtag we drink with her. I drink with her. Yes, send us those hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag I drink with her. Hashtag chug the vote.
I'm tweeting these right now so you know when we're recording. Okay. Yeah, this is an official endorsement for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine in 2016. That's okay.
And as historians will look back, the thing that pushed him over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, specifically Tim Kaine. Papa Bear. Yeah, this is... I think there's been a lot... There hasn't been enough attention paid to hydration during the debates, and
this might be a good time to announce that Tim's coming on next week.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be our 99th episode guest. He's making a whistle stop tour through podcast land, one stop, right here at Tully Beverages headquarters.
Yeah,
guys, if you have questions for Tim Kaine, please go ahead and send us a voicemail by dialing on your telephone 909-359.
Bevs.
How's voicemails looking? I can't imagine. 3 weeks off, it feels like there's just going to be a lot of, where are you guys? Somebody please call me back.
I think we're all right. I mean, we're going to get to some voicemails that we haven't gotten to, but I see some new ones in there. But listeners, keep them coming. We're back. We are back. We were gone for a little bit. We're back.
Do you have any updates for your beverage profile over the last all these weeks?
Yeah.
Anything changed?
You know, I keep dipping my foot into like decaf iced Americanos, a decaf game.
Mm.
And I still kind of have cravings for them every once in a while. I've kind of realized like I have no need for them. Just got to stick with the water. I've been rocking lemon LaCroix lately a lot.
Oh.
I got
a case of lime at home.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also having big doubts about sparkling water, though. My heart's like, you really just should drink more water, but I'm pounding like 4 lemon LaCroix a day, which I feel is like bad for me, but maybe it's not. I don't know. What else am I drinking? Oh, I'm thinking about like not drinking booze at all anymore. A lot's going on for me.
Sounds like it.
It's all... stuff that's making me not feel good. So, like, when I was sick last week, I had one of those decaf iced Americanos. It was, like, the first sip, and I was like, this makes me feel horrible.
It seems like it's all the worst stuff in coffee.
Which is?
I don't know. The bean just...
No, I'm feeling some of the caffeine. I'm feeling some of the caffeine.
Oh, you are. Those were like, 30% caffeine level.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't know.
What is that scar on your arm? Let me see your arm.
This one?
Raise it up.
Hmm.
No, come on. Raise it up. Oh, never mind. It was like a weird shadow. I literally thought you had like a fucking cut all along your forearm.
No. But you should see the other guy. There's no visible scarring on this bod. You better believe it. If there's anything grosser to me than decaf, anything, like caffeine-free, my father-in-law drinks... caffeine-free regular sugar Pepsi, which to me seems like you're getting rid of the worst part of the Pepsi product.
You know what's interesting?
The best part of the Pepsi product.
Do we remember how much caffeine's in a Coca-Cola?
No. I'm going to say, you mean as compared, it is less than a cup of coffee.
No, it's significantly less.
100 episodes in, we should know this. This should be inscribed somewhere.
Oh, this is another thing, and listeners that listen to Totally Married will know I was talking about this, and the only reason I'm bringing it back up is because my Safari page on my phone was on this. Do you remember the actress Annabella Sciorra?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Caffeine?
In a Coke.
In a can of Coke. Caffeine?
And, I mean, the thing, I feel like coffee caffeine is always given in like 8 ounce mugs. And who's drinking 8 ounces? Right? There's 20 milligrams of caffeine in, 40 milligrams of caffeine and 100 grams of coffee, but that's only like a little cup.
There's 29 milligrams in a can of Coke.
Oh, that's...
Now, I'm going to do a decaf coffee. Caffeine in a decaf coffee.
That's not much. 85... Wait, what?
3 and 18 milligrams. All right. Yeah. Okay. So this is interesting. There is something about that decaf, like iced Americano. I feel it more than I do. I'm fine if I get like a fountain Coke. I'm like, whatever. This is cool. I like having a fountain Coke still every once in a while. That caffeine doesn't bother me at all. But something, I feel weird about the decaf. Maybe it is something else besides the caffeine in this coffee.
That's what I'm saying. It's something else about the coffee. It's that consistency. I find it, that's why I've never understood it as a hangover cure. It's never felt good going down.
Mm.
If I'm hungover, I need something to settle my stomach. And I think coffee makes my stomach feel pretty bad.
Well, it makes me shit my pants sometimes.
Oh, yeah. But that's the best part. That's a top 3 reason to drink a coffee. I think.
I see where you're going.
Like, you don't want to actually shit your pants, but you want to get things moving. And yeah. Get them moving quickly. It's really nice. Like, if you take a day off or you switch brands or all of a sudden you get, like, you have just, like, I even find a different brew method.
Okay.
We'll do the trick.
Very nice.
And that's what I want. That's what I want happening.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
You.
That's what it's all about.
What about your beverage profile these days?
Not so much has changed in my own beverage profile so much as has changed in my wee lad's beverage profile, which is he loves to drink water out of a cup.
That is fantastic. We cannot get our little man to drink the water.
He's fascinated by it.
What kind of cup is he using?
Mason jar. And that's kind of the thing he's most interested in. I don't know if it's the glass that feels good.
Is it like a little mason jar?
We have little ones, and just this morning I said, why aren't we using these little mason jars?
So your six-month-old has a full-size mason jar.
Full-size mason jar.
And he likes drinking the water out of it.
He loves. And he also, and then when you know he's done, because he'll blow bubbles in it. Go.
Interesting. I need to try a cup with my son.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe I need to try a mason jar.
It does.
How far are you filling it up? You're using a regular mason jar with a six-month-old?
And this is the problem, is I find I'll just drink the rest of it because he'll only drink... you know, like an ounce or something of water, if that. He's really just getting a couple of mouthfuls. And
okay.
Then some of
he's not spilling it all
out.
Over
oh,
himself?
It's coming out everywhere. Yeah. All over everything.
Have you tried the little ones yet?
The little Masons.
Yeah.
No, but it actually has the same aperture mouth.
Oh, it's the shorter, short guys. Is that what you're going to do?
That's right. Just a short guy. And then I guess we have the little jelly jars too, the little quilted ones. We'll try.
So how much do you fill the water up for him to be able to sip it? Because it can't be like half empty because your little man can't lift it.
Exactly. And he leans into it. He like
hangs. So he's slurping it?
And so I have to fill it up most of the way so that I can just tilt it a little bit and he can get some in his mouth without drowning. You know, this is also important. So that's been great. I got 2 colds from him, so I drank a lot of juices. I got a hot tip.
Probably shouldn't be finishing his waters.
No, I did stop while he was sick, and that made me realize what a waste all this water was, and I should really be switching to a smaller cup. I was drinking a lot of juices from Whole Foods.
What kind of juices?
Whatever sort of like bogus wellness situation.
I don't know. I didn't know you shopped at Whole Foods.
I do sometimes. Here's my thing.
The one in Glendale?
Yeah.
Okay.
I found out that the Whole Foods... On a one-to-one basis, I had 2 beverage-related realizations about Whole Foods.
Okay.
Shopping there in general, we love to say whole paycheck. It's very funny. Everyone gets it and everyone agrees because you can't leave there without spending $70 unless you are buying like one thing because they don't cost $70. But one-to-one things, like a juice from there, a fresh, you know, fresh juice costs like $5 for a 12-ounce juice. Now, meanwhile, you go to some fresh... squeeze place that, you know, that
only does cold pressed juices, mm-hmm. that's just going to cost you $14 for no reason at all. So Whole Foods is a bargain in that respect.
Okay.
If you're just going there for a coffee or a breakfast situation, as I often am, that's great news. I also found
out. Getting coffee at Whole Foods?
Yeah. They got
the complimentary coffee?
No, that's at Trader Joe's, and that's just a little cup. I wonder if anyone's...
I thought they used to have a complimentary cup at Whole Foods in Glendale.
No way.
Okay.
At least they don't now. And I'll tell you what else. They have two... This that does make me wonder, sidebar. Is anybody bringing a big old travel thermos to Trader Joe's and filling it up on the complimentary hot coffee in the morning?
You got to be a real monster.
Yeah, you do. But you know there's a guy, right?
Oh,
there has to be.
It's a deal.
If any of our listeners are...
Or just like their normal thermos for the day. Like even if it's just your 16 ouncer.
It could just be like a little, it could be anything bigger than
that. I'm judging you if you bring your keep cup in there to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, or if you're grabbing like five, as many of the little paper cups as you can fit in your mitts.
What blend do you think they're using on that? Or are they cycling through it and advertising it?
I think that's exactly what they're doing.
They do advertise it. Okay.
Yeah. And okay, so here's the other thing with Whole Foods.
Please.
Sidebar, I went to Vons. I was checking out their whole bean coffee selection. Not to my surprise, it sucks. But to my surprise, a regularly priced thing, like a 12-ounce bag of beans from like a Dunkin' Donuts or a Pete's Coffee, costs $10 or more.
Okay.
That's like the non-sale sticker price. So why are people buying that coffee? Like, why wouldn't you be buying Stumptown or something for $12 or $13?
Because they don't know it's better and it's not on those aisles.
Well, go to Whole Foods. It's there. That's my point. And it is under $15 a bag, and that's vastly superior and worth way more for your money.
Mm.
Anyway, that's my opinion.
It's nice.
And that's my beverage update.
Our son, to train him to drink the water, we have one of those honey bear, like, where you put honey in.
Yeah.
And you put a straw in that.
Love it.
And then you get this, like, little attachment thing. It's like this yellow attachment that you put into the straw so he doesn't jam the straw all the way down his throat. And
smart.
You squeeze the honey bear to get the water going through the straw. It's a little weird, though.
That's really fun. I like the technology of that.
Sure.
That seems fun.
Should we get into today's shootout?
Let's do it.
I'm excited for this.
Me too.
So I went to a fucking awesome shop in Burbank called Rocket and Fizz, which I can't believe we don't go to like every week for this show.
I can't believe we still have not been to Galco's in Eagle Rock, a supermarket full of only sodas.
So Rockin' and Fizz is a similar kind of situation. They specialize in soda and candy, and they have a fantastic selection of gourmet sodas, I'll call them, or boutique sodas, craft sodas, if you will. And I went in, and the first thing I saw was, like, they had a bunch of different types of colas, which we've never done. And I asked the guy, give me four of these that you think are legit.
Yeah.
And that's not true. I already picked out the Virgils because I was just curious about the Virgils, and I feel like Virgils is something you can get at Whole Foods, you can get in other places.
Yeah,
so
it's something we typically dislike on this show. So
yeah, so I wanted to have Virgils in there, but then we got three other contenders, and we're also throwing a regular Coca-Cola into that mix also.
Yeah, you know, it was funny when Andy said, would you mind going to the fridge and grabbing these sodas out of here? You said it should be a can of Coke, and you made a fun dick motion with your hands to show the can of Coke like it was a big can, and I thought that's funny because it's a dick joke, and that's very funny to me.
Oh, sure. No,
but what I didn't realize is that you are also being very serious, because this is a big fucking can of Coca-Cola.
It's a big can of Coke.
It's a tall boy.
And it's interesting that they don't have normal cans at 7-Eleven anymore. They have these, and this is $1.40. Seems very steep.
That's too much.
And their bottles of like their regular plastic bottles of Coke, single serving size, are $1.89.
They should be selling those little halvesy cans, the little like 8 ounces.
Those are fun.
They should be selling those for like 75 cents,
50 cents even.
Yeah, but I'm saying they can make
50 cents even.
Just a couple of quarters, 2 bits, or wait, that's 4 bits. I don't know.
What's a bit?
Listen,
2 cents.
We're not a financial podcast.
We're not. So what do we got here? We got Virgil's.
We've got Tractor Soda Company's Cola.
This one really looks cool.
It does. It says with cinnamon and vanilla.
Ooh.
Yum, and then what's the next one
we have over there?
The other one's the Pop Shop.
Now, Cola. This is one, this had a heavy endorsement from the store, which I might not have picked logo. This one.
Because, delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you not have picked it? Too cute?
Yeah, the logo, it is delightful, but it is that. It's delightful. It's like a make you happy logo where it seems a little... It seems a little low rent for me, though, too, also.
Oh, okay. You think it's hiding the shitty product within.
Maybe. Well, we're about to find out. And then what's this other one we've got? What
is that? Delicious Cola. And it says, Delicieux. Cane sugar. Yeah, that's all it says. Soda au sucre de canne. What is this brand? Johnny Ryan.
He's from France? Canada?
France?
Oh, can
made in the Canada? USA.
Oh, interesting.
No.
Well, this other one is from Canada, the Pop Shop.
It is from Niagara Falls, New York, so fuck yeah, it's basically Canada.
There you go.
They're probably, what do you think, putting this in a barrel? There's a little pulley system across the falls, and that's how they get it over there?
Sure.
To the French fur trappers beyond?
Sure.
The thirsty fur trappers?
And then we have a regular Coca-Cola.
Regular pint.
Do we look at the stats now or after we drink? I actually like looking at the stats before.
Me too. Because I want to know if I taste it.
Okay, Virgil's. Let's just do like sugar stats.
Okay.
And calorie stats. Virgil's. 140 calories, 35 grams of sugar.
And these are 12-ounce bottles, right?
Yeah.
And it says the serving size of the bottle? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's about the same on this because this is a 16-ouncer can. Serving size is a can. God damn it. Why do I always get the ones that have math? It's about 150 cals and like about 40-ish grams of sugar.
I think it's actually less than that usually in a can of Coke. But you're about right. I think it's like 38, right?
Yeah.
This Tractor Soda Company Cola is 29 grams of sugar and 118 calories. All right. So a little less bang for your buck there. Okay. If that's what you're into.
Then over here, 180 cals at Pop Shop.
Holy shit.
And 45 grams
okay,
of sugar.
So they're not fucking around on the sugar tip. All right.
There is caffeine on the ingredients list on there.
And what about our Niagara Falls friends? Oh, that's a good thing to look at the caffeine on all of these, too.
This one has 41 grams of sugar and 160 calories. So somehow they got fewer calories and basically the same amount of sugar.
So the Tractor Soda Cola one naturally contains caffeine from real cola nut. The Virgil's is caffeine-free. What about the Niagara Falls one? Any caffeine in there?
The Virgil's is caffeine-free.
Yep.
There is caffeine. It just says it looks like it's added as an ingredient.
Okay. All right. I kind of like that these have caffeine in them, actually.
Me too. I'm ready for a little zip.
It puts them more in competition with the regular Coke for some reason. Well, for a good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, because you want that. I like I said before about the caffeine-free Pepsi. I feel like this is part of the journey. If you're a cola man, or cola woman, you are very excited for that little pep.
This is the journey. Mm-hmm. All right, which way do you want to go through these?
Well, let's go. I guess we'll start down here.
Okay.
Cheers.
Smells like a cola.
It does.
Smells like a Coke.
I'm getting a little bit more herbiness on here.
I could see that.
Maybe not. That's very tasty.
This isn't the Coca-Cola, where I know you're like, maybe it is the Coca-Cola. This is delicious.
It's very good.
Wow.
It has a little bit of like a, we can get like a little tiny bit of that powderiness. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wait. Okay, this is weird. This could be Coca-Cola, right? Like, my mind wouldn't explode if it was Coca-Cola. I'd be a little surprised. I had a feeling, though, that all of these, like, wouldn't be close to Coca-Cola.
Wouldn't even be in the fucking ballpark.
Yeah, like, this is in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. This is better than Coca-Cola.
I think it could be. I'm so curious. Okay, this is making this journey. This is really starting this off on the right foot.
Okay, so what is... Is there a little vanilla or something?
Maybe it is creaminess? Vanilla. Yeah. And there is something about, I don't know if it's just the bubble size or what, but it has a slight kind of powdery or chalkiness to it in my mouth, like a candy, like a Smarties or, as I've often talked about in the show, a Necco wafer.
Okay, this is a good start.
All of these have a very similar color, except one, which we'll tell you about when we get to it.
Oh.
Oh, really smelling the vanilla on yes. here.
And very sweet.
Wow.
Hmm.
See, to me, this is not a cola.
I agree. It's more in the cream soda family.
It's absolutely more in the cream soda.
Okay.
This is not a cola to me at all.
Which one of these didn't have caffeine?
Virgil's.
I don't think it's Virgil's.
No. This is good, but then again, it wouldn't be my favorite cream soda.
And it would not be my favorite cola.
No. I don't think you can call this cola to me. And I mean, honestly, you probably can't really call it cream soda either, but it's way more. If there's a scale and one side's cola and the other side's cream soda, it's 70% cream soda, 30% cola to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That'd be a fun scale to have. The cream soda to cola axis. I'd drink most of those beverages on there, though.
Sure. Whoa, interesting smell on this one. This one smells like when you go into an antique store.
Oh. I'm getting a little bit of a bottom of the wax paper cup. Like, the ice is melted. You're still just ripping on that straw, though, trying to get the last bit of that cokey water out of there.
On smell, I don't think I'm going to like this one.
Blah, 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 blah.
Horrible.
This is very bad. What is that taste? Tastes like...
Taste like what you're talking about, like the wax.
Yeah. But also tastes like oranges.
Like an orange cleaner that's been like sitting under the sink for a long time. There's something a little mildewy about this.
I don't like it.
Oh! Is it mildewy?
I don't know. And the flavor comes in at a really weird point in your mouth. It's very...
I'm sticking with mildew for me.
Yeah.
I hope that one's not rotten. Okay, next one. This smells like a friend of mine.
Mm.
This smells like somebody I know.
BDT. R.I.P.
Okay. Listeners, you know what's up there.
Fascinating.
I cannot wait to circle back to number one and four. Let me just say that.
Yes.
We're on number four. Now we're moving on to number five.
Oh. This is back on the cream soda scale.
It has a little bit of the cream soda-ness. I would say on smell, not as much.
Oh.
It's a cola. It's a cola, though.
She's a cola.
I like this. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
If I ordered a boot, like if I got to, if I wanted a Coke, mm-hmm. I show up at some restaurant.
We don't carry Coke. We don't carry products. Coke. I'm sorry.
Okay, Pepsi. We don't have Pepsi. We have
RC.
No, we don't have RC. What we carry?
Fuck could you possibly have?
We have Tractor Soda Company.
I haven't heard of it.
How much is it? It's $3.
Are there free refills?
No, it's just in a bottle.
Can I keep the bottle?
Yeah, you can keep the bottle.
Okay.
All right. Give me the tractor. I wish I wouldn't have said tractor because we don't know if it's tractor.
No.
Give him another name. Give me the Sammy.
Give me yeah.
Sosa.
Give me Sammy Sosa's cola.
Let me try this here. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of like a Coke. Oh, yeah. This is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you wouldn't be, whereas a couple of these other ones.
It's a great role play.
Number three, I'm looking at you. What the fuck are you?
That thing's
mildew.
Going on the trash.
And number two, hey, I think you gave me a cream soda. Actually, we didn't, sir. This is their cola.
This is the cola.
But this doesn't taste like cola.
It's written on the bottle, sir.
So 1, 4, 5. Those taste like
those are cola
to me.
Yeah.
And I'm into all of them.
Mm-hmm. Three was the disgusting one.
Three is horrible. I'm not even. I'm actually not revisiting it because I actually think we might get sick from it. Wow. Coca-Cola is so fucking fascinating because there is a lot of sugar in Coca-Cola. Can we look at the sodium on these real quick? Because like Coca-Cola bites something, like there is an edge, there's an aggressiveness.
Do they all have phosphoric acid?
Okay, so sodium on the Virgils is 5 milligrams. Sodium on...
It's 5?
Yeah. Sodium on the tractor is 0. Sodium on the Pop Shop is 20 milligrams. Holy shit. What was it on the Coca-Cola?
Well, on Johnny Ryan. Niagara Falls friend, 50. Coca-Cola has 60 milligrams.
Wait, this is really interesting.
So I should say that means 48 milligrams per 12 ounces.
Okay, so Pop Shop and Coca-Cola are very similar on the sodium. Then we've got...
This one. No, the French.
Oh, French is... Okay, French. And then the Pop Shop was what, 20?
It was 20.
And then Tractor's 5, and Virgil's is none?
Okay. That's somewhat helpful, but...
This is throwing me for a loop.
Okay. I'm...
How do you want it? Let's revisit these together real quick.
Okay.
One?
Yeah.
I like one.
It's very nice.
One to me has the after bite more similar to a regular Coca-Cola than any of the other ones.
Great point. Yep.
The finish on it. Two?
Two.
A cream soda.
Still very nice to drink.
I am getting a little more of the cola on it now. But yeah, three I'm not doing. You're going to get sick from the mildew. Four. Our old friend. If that's not our old friend, I quit.
Yeah.
And five. Ooh, that's fucking nice.
Five is... Yeah, that's very interesting.
Five is a fucking classy broad.
You'd take her home to your mom, but she'd put everybody to shame.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to just do my favorites right now.
Okay.
Hand sound favorite is number 5. Then I'll go number 1. Actually, maybe I don't go number 1, actually. I think I'm going to go back on that. I'm going to go... You're going to think this is fucking weird.
Number 3.
I'm going to go 5 is my favorite. Then 4.
Ah.
Then 2.
Oh.
Our cream soda friend. Then 1. Then 3.
Okay.
And I would have put 1 way higher in this equation until I tried 5.
It is interesting. There is something about the back end of number 1 that is hitting me a little bit weirder now. Like a little bit more, I don't know, herbs, something. Maybe ginger.
Even the smell of it now to me. It's like a different vibe.
Yeah. It's very good.
Oh, number 5 is so legit. Number 5, I'm buying a 6-pack of. I'm just saying now.
Possibly a 4-pack.
Yeah, yeah. Good call, bro.
Okay, I'm going to say number 5 is also my favorite, but I'm not taking number 4, the classic, at number 2. So I'm going to go 5, 1.
Okay.
I might even say...
Two.
Yeah,
two is a cream soda.
Or three. It just because there's something about what's obviously the Coca-Cola Classic.
Where it feels a little low rent. Or it feels a little like...
I don't like the chemically, feeling of it.
Chemically.
I don't really like the taste of it in my mouth as much. It's like it seizes up in your mouth in a weird way that is not pleasant by comparison. The other ones are all, with the exception of number 3, are all
so
pleasant.
Familiar though. I don't know. I'm sticking with it as my second favorite.
Yeah, it's almost hard to judge with these. That's why I still like it. I'll still drink it fine, but yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
Let's do we want to write this down? Do you have a pen?
Yeah. Can you pass me a napkin?
Let me ask you about number 5.
Okay.
Is there caffeine in number 5?
Oh, to me, if there's any one of these that doesn't have caffeine, it is number 3. Oh, wait. Sorry. Number 2. I could see the cream soda one not being caffeinated. But then again, like Big Red's caffeinated.
Which one of this claimed with cinnamon and vanilla? What? I'm very confused. Okay. Dude, this is really hard.
Okay.
I want to start with my favorite.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
So number five, I don't know whether to do Pop Shop or the Delicious Cola Company, Niagara Falls people. Johnny, what is it?
Looks like it's called Johnny Ryan.
That one had the fuck ton of sodium in it?
Yeah.
You know what? Pop Shop. Number five, my favorite, is Pop Shop.
Okay.
Number four, uh-huh. I'm going backwards, is Coca-Cola. Uh-huh. Number three is Tractor Shop.
Yeah.
Number two is Virgil's, and kind of surprisingly Virgil's to me, because I don't feel like they advertise all that fucking cream soda in here. But, yeah, is Virgil's. I might be wrong on that. And then number one is John Ryan Niagara Falls Cola.
Oh, man, this is fucking hard.
This is one of the harder ones we've had.
I am agreeing completely with C and D, that numbers three and four, sorry, are Tractor Cola and Coke, respectively. Okay, I got to do one quick roundabout here.
You know, and I was fucking hating on the Pop Shop, like, cute logo.
What?
But now I'm like, I'm kind of rooting for it. Wouldn't you say number five's fucking good?
Number five's fucking good. And I think that's Pop Shop. Oh, that's what you said too.
That's what I said. Is it a ridiculous amount of sugar in Pop Shop?
I am going to flip your A and B. I'm going to say that Virgil is the first one because I'm getting those herbs.
I'll be very proud of Virgil's if it's the first one because it's pretty solid to me. It's
still good, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but it doesn't have caffeine though, which I'm like when I want to, yeah.
And that Johnny Ryan's is B, I think the French Canadians maybe are having a weird palate, and they decided the Delicious Cola is very vanilla, which you're not wrong.
I think you couldn't be further from the truth.
Alrighty. Well, let's see here.
You want to start with our favorite five?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or do you want to start with our one? What's the better reveal?
I guess, how about this? Let's knock four out because we know what it is.
Okay. Number four.
Right. Number four, yeah. Three dots.
Three dots.
And that's a Coca-Cola.
Okay. Coca-Cola.
And then let's get three. This other garbage can out of here.
Number four three dots. Is four dots.
Just put in the middle. We know what it is.
Tractor Cola.
Tractor Cola. Gross. So we were right about that. Gnarly, disgusting, organic crafted soda. You're giving organics a bad name. All right. Let's see here. Okay, now we are in agreement that number five
is Pop Shop.
Is Pop Shop. Do we want to reveal that now or do we save that?
Let's save it.
Okay, so.
Let's do number one.
Okay, number one is. Let's see. We've got two dots.
What did you say it was?
I said it is Virgil.
You are incorrect.
Ah!
Number one, is it. What's that one? John Ryan?
It's Johnny Ryan.
I got that right?
You got it right.
Dope. Okay.
So B, or number two, we got five dots under there.
Five dots is the fucking Virgil's Pop Shop for the win.
Pop Shop!
I did a clean sweep there. Clean
sweep, and you came fully around. You set up your own underdog in the Pop Shop.
Yep.
And it won.
Not the first time that's happened. That feels good when it happens. It has been...
adorable, though.
This is also Canada's original since 1969.
Oh.
Let me read a little bit more about this Pop Shop.
Please do.
It is also... It's distributed by LA Bottle Works. Does that mean... That doesn't mean it's made here, I guess. Can you think of another pop that works as hard as cola? You can't stop thinking because there isn't one. Cola might as well come with a hard hat and a lunchbox because as soon as you take it out of the cooler, it's going to work. Yep, just rolling up the old sleeves and jackhammering away at your taste buds. Let me do some ingredients on this. Carbonated water, cane sugar, that's all good. Right. Caramel color, phosphoric acid, sodium benzoate, preservative, gum, acacia, caffeine, natural flavor, and citric acid.
It's basically the same ingredients as all of these.
I mean, it's not great for you. Oh, and it also has 45 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
This isn't good for you.
No.
But I think would be a fun thing to have at your house as a six-pack if people wanted to cook.
I mean, it's fucking adorable. And it tastes great.
For the win. Oh, it'd be nice a great work. Thing to have at a party.
Yeah, yeah. People are liking that. You could serve that at your wedding.
You could serve that at your wedding. Yep.
You want to have a fun-looking cooler of Bevs at your wedding.
And let's be honest, you have a do like a whiskey and Coke with this. Oh, oh, delicious.
Yeah.
And call it a...
Mm. Oh, okay. Here's what it is. What if you use Old Granddad whiskey?
Okay.
And you called it a pop-pop.
A pop-pop. That's great. That's great.
Okay, great.
Pop-pop.
Pop-pop. All right. I love this.
I wonder if they have different flavors.
I can't believe I'm... Are you amazed that these are all good? That Virgil's, I'm proud of you. You've really redeemed yourself.
No, they didn't. It's a cream soda. They're misrepresenting themselves.
But don't you think their cream soda probably tastes like trash?
We will... We could definitely do a boutique cream soda shootout.
I think we have.
Mm, oh, yeah. Maybe we did from... I'm trying to go to drinkpopshop.com, and I feel like I wrote it right, and I feel like it's a dead URL.
Oh, that's great. Oh, maybe we got one of the last bottles.
Drinkpop, P-O-P-S-H-O-P-P-E.com. Huh.
Maybe it's dot C-A.
Pop Shop. You might want to look into that. Huh.
Huh. Oh, boy. Guys, there has been... We got a question on Twitter about the best beer to have with barbecue. And I feel like this has been, as a matter of fact, the perfect beer for barbecue. I feel like it's been discussed on the show before. But don't you feel like you just got to go light? Like, I can't imagine drinking an IPA with like a piece of fatty brisket.
Well, I can't imagine drinking IPA ever.
Right. So this would be your nightmare.
Yeah. What is like the go-to beer for a barbecue?
My gut said High Life all the time, but it always does.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good,
and listener said, ended up going Budweiser, but my other suggestions were, the Shiner Bock, because it's like a Texas, you know, pretty straight up beer.
Okay.
And, you know, so they got barbecue. I've drank one with a lot of barbecue before. And then I also said Anchor's California Lager, because I've really been enjoying it lately. And it's also very...
That's solid.
Easy drinking.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it.
If anybody has any other suggestions, toss them up in the comments over at totallame.com.
Have you ever been to the restaurant Beer Belly in Koreatown?
No, you never invited me.
It's delicious.
Oh.
But they have a very good selection of beers, and damn it, I wish that I had an Oktoberfest beer. I can't remember the brand, though. It was delicious.
That's, I think Oktoberfest, it's sort of like, that's almost what I think of as like Shiner Bock, is sort of in that realm of like the German, it's called like Dunkel beers, so like just dark beers. Because they're also still light in body.
Yeah, they just exactly.
They taste good.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds nice right now.
We should do an Oktoberfest shootout.
Now's the time. The time is now.
Time is now. That's coming up. T-Dash. Okay. All right. That's good. Let's get to some listener questions.
All right.
Hey, Roro and JoJo and the beautiful guests on this week. This is Heather and Steven from St. Louis / New Orleans. And we are the couple who got our Hydro Flasks recently and tweeted at you. And you told us to let you know who won, the wide mouth or the narrow mouth. I will say the narrow mouth wins
hands down.
It's a little bit of a contention within our marriage, but I like the narrow mouth because I'm apparently an idiot drinker and I spill beverages all over my face with the wide mouth. And the narrow mouth is just wide enough that you can clean it easily, but narrow enough that it all gets into my mouth and not all over my clothes. Also, Hydro Flask has changed our lives.
definitely on the bandwagon. Keeps our beverages nice and icy throughout the day. We enjoy listening to your podcast as a couple, and we appreciate everything you do. Go fuck yourselves, and have a great night.
Fantastic. Oh,
thank you, guys. And go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, I mean...
Very handsome hydro
flasks. Oh, that is adorable.
Yeah. Complimentary colors. They got a green and a purple one.
I personally ride or die with the wide mouth.
And see, what Heather did not disclose was whether she purchased the narrow mouth one. And so she was just kind of riding her own horse right into the finish line here by saying it was the better one, or if either of them flipped. Because it seems like her husband was sticking wide mouth, and I don't want to... the wide mouth one is green and the narrow mouth one is purple, and mm-hmm. I don't want to be presumptuous, but it is possible that it was hers that is the purple one.
Oh, I think so. She didn't mention the cleaning. I feel like the wide mouth is easier to clean.
I have a narrow mouth and I have no problems cleaning it because I just have a long handled brush.
Right. Do you like your narrow mouth a lot? Aren't you a little envious of the top flip lid top that comes for the wide mouth you can get?
That to me is the issue. I want that flip top.
Yeah.
They've got to figure that out, and the sport top actually gets terrible reviews.
Mm. Let's get to our next one. Okay. Thanks for the message.
Hey, Sergey Gandy and intern Josh. It's Jen from DC. And I've got two questions for you today. Number one is particularly for Andy. Have you tried the new Aquafina sparkling lime flavored? It might be lemon lime flavored, not sure. But I am a big fan of sparkling water. Don't like regular water. Can only drink my water with bubbles in it. And recently my office has gotten this product in their convenience store. And it's in a tall skinny can like the Perrier. And it's pretty good. I'm really, really liking, I think they got a pomegranate flavor one. Really like it. It's not a lot of flavor, just subtle enough. And it's good. So just wondering if Andy had tried that to maybe dabble in with his Perrier obsession. Also, I wanted to know, whatever happened to some listener-sponsored shootouts? I sent in some money a while back, and I was hoping to see my shootout of Virginia versus California wines. I want to see which side of the country is going to win in the wine versus wine battle. So... anyway, just wondering when those things are going to be coming up. Thanks so much. Love it, and go fuck yourselves.
Well, I apologize on the behalf of our intern, Josh, who was supposed to stay up on top of our listener-sponsored shootouts.
You know,
we have a few of those in the pipelines. That one will definitely move to the top of the list right now.
And I do have to say, as far as I don't handle the money on the show, I'm not allowed to as an intern. So who could say? Yes, this is from January. Thank you, Jen from D.C. You even sent us a great link to some Virginia wines, and we will absolutely do this.
We'll get on that. It's coming very soon. As far as the sparkling water, did you catch the brand she said?
Aquafina.
It was Aquafina. I have not seen that.
I haven't either.
In these parts, and I'm not sure. Maybe it just hasn't hit our grocery store. I have seen a lot of new contenders. I've seen Dasani coming with some like slimmer can, like flavored waters. I just have not seen the Aquafina ones yet. I don't know if they've reached our market, so to speak, but I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Makes sense.
Here's another one.
Hey, Roro. Hey, JoJo. This is Leah in Denton, Texas. I was just listening to your episode with Hutch, and he talked about how he felt like kind of a dick bringing in his own vessel to refill in a restaurant. And I just wanted to share an anecdote that two of my lunch regulars at the restaurant where I work bring in huge-ass mugs, like, I don't remember the XGs at 7-Eleven, big. Of iced tea and prefer their drinks to be filled in there in those drink like vessels every time. And every time I think they are kind of dicks, but also I understand the concept that you get free refills anyway. Why not just put it all together? Anyway, I just wanted to know what your thoughts on that were, and go fuck yourself.
That's really interesting.
That is. Don't you think like your outside vessel should come with, maybe should be limited to the largest size vessel available
exactly.
in the restaurant.
Exactly. Absolutely. You are, I can't believe that there's two people in this one restaurant. This makes me,
Do they come together or separately? Like,
well, that, yeah, should, yeah. Is it a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like...
Do you think it's one guy and he's having... He's like... He's got somebody who he sends in. He's like, hey, you're going to go... But you're going to go there for lunch too? Hey, can you go in like maybe it's an hour before me and fill up my XG?
Do you think that... I would like to hear from our listeners, especially those in the restaurant service industry, waiters out there. Does this happen a lot? Like, because this blows my mind that, yeah, this girl's encountering two people. It seems like such... a ballsy move to come in with a 128-ounce mug and be like, can you fill this up? I mean, it just seems so ridiculous to me.
Which, by the way, would be like 10 cans of iced tea.
Yeah. Like, those big mugs are easily 64. I feel like they're like 64 ounces.
Minimum. I think so. Yeah. They are...
They're huge.
Yeah, it's huge. That's just enormous. An enormous amount of drinks. And you know what else? Free refills do not apply to go orders. So that's where I also think this is a bit of a scam. I'm not opposed to every once in a while I will do this where I've just gotten a coffee refill or I'm thinking about it, but I'm like, I really want to leave this restaurant and I will ask for it in a to-go cup.
Yeah.
With the assumption that, like, hey, if they decide to charge me for an additional coffee, that is totally fine. I will pay for it. Yep. However, if they give it to me complimentary, I will...
You throw an extra buck on the tip. Exactly. And I feel like I've been noticing restaurants are, like, happy to do that. I was at a restaurant yesterday that when we were leaving, they were like, hey, do you want this another iced tea to go to the guy I was with who had ordered one? I didn't even order an iced tea. And he's like, and do you want one? Maybe they were like... shutting down for the day, like,
oh, that's
maybe
possible. It's like a lunch.
But, yeah, but I don't know, that struck me. And also,
what
Elizabeth
are we gonna do with all this iced tea?
Yeah, exactly. But Elizabeth does that all the time, like, hey, can I get this coffee to go? And sometimes they're like, yeah, we'll top it off for you too. Like, they're just throw an extra buck down on that tip.
Agreed.
Smash that tip.
Yeah, I want to know if you're getting extra tips out there for these. But I feel like not so, because people drinking giant soft drinks are rarely
And how do you charge for that? Really, I hope, like, you're charging for motivated. A large.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's so many questions about the minutia of this ordering process.
It says so much about that guy. Like, to do that, to come in with that big of a mug. I also need to know, like, what kind of restaurant this is, too.
Yeah. I mean, because to refill that thing at 7-Eleven probably costs you $1.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're bringing it in and being like, no, I like the iced tea better. Or, I already drank my 7-Eleven refill this morning. So now I'm trying to round out this case I'm drinking.
Like, what if the restaurant she works at is like, let's see, what would be a good example in LA? I don't know.
Just like a what are you saying? Like
a good, like...
white tablecloth, we talking about?
No, not white tablecloth, but like a good, like a cool establishment that, like, the sandwiches are like... $11 each, but it's not like super fancy, but it's like good. They're known for their good food, and like they have good iced tea, and the iced tea costs $3.50. And what if the guy's like, but you get three refills? And what if he's like, yeah, fuck this, it's $3.50. I'm bringing my huge mug.
Right.
Like, it's possible. Love this iced tea, and right. I love these, you know, $11 sandwiches, but like, I don't feel bad bringing my big fucking mug.
Right. They're just putting leaves in water. They can definitely afford this.
I don't know. I feel
stuff. I still think it's fucked up.
Yeah, I think it's fucked up too. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do.
Yo, Rojo. I'm just calling to let you know that my cousin used to work down Baltimore, down at 410, and they had a drink at her bar called the John Daly, and it was a Mike's Hard Lemonade with sweet tea vodka. So you're on the right track there, Rojo. Fuck yourself.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mike's Hard with sweet tea vodka.
It makes
vodka. So
much sense, John Daly.
I love it. Oh, and we got to say RIP to Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
On the air. I cannot. What are the chances? We do talk about him and his beverage with some regularity on the show. But the very last episode we did, it was a great topic of conversation.
And then he perished.
He perished. Much like BDT. RIP to you both. Well, he's got a hell of a band.
Well, on that note,
Listeners, this is great. Well, we still have one of our favorite segments of the show. Oh, yeah. And look out.
Look out. This is like, Brian is like mud covered. Like, this is like old Andy in Shawshank Redemption. He's popping out the other side. Freedom from his own prison. Questions he made for himself.
Yeah, listeners, if you have any, if there's any specific Brian's questions over the years that have really perplexed you or stooped you, you got two episodes to get in those questions to us, because we're going to ask the man in the flesh if there are any unanswered questions you've got hanging.
Yeah, well, guys, that's a great point. If you have...
Should we post all of these or something?
Yes.
Maybe that is what we'll do.
We will post all of the Brian's questions. And if you have questions for Brian, they can be about his questions or questions for him. We're going to do an all Brian's questions.
What episode is this?
This is 98.
I feel like we might be one Brian's question behind. Should we do two questions today?
I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, I think we should. Unless we've done this one. Let me know if we've done this one. Okay. We might have done this last week. Cage match. He's had quite a few cage matches. Slurpee versus Icy. What's the best consistency for the frozen non-alcoholic drink? Have we done that? We didn't do that last week, did we?
We didn't do it. However, the one solo episode that I have done of this show was Slurpees.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it turns out that the Icy is the Slurpee.
Stop.
That the Icy machine is the actual technology behind the Slurpee.
It's the same fucking thing?
Or at least it was. And that 7-Eleven assuredly makes their own shit now. But the Icy dude is the OG.
Oh. Because I was going to say Icy hands down.
I feel the same. It feels puffier.
No, exactly. Puffier and softer.
Very nice. I enjoyed one at the movies this year.
What flavor?
I remember it fondly. It was a Coke. I think it was a Coke Icy.
Like a Coke Icy. My wife likes a Coke Icy.
Mm, it's very nice. Very refreshing.
All right, let's knock out one more Brian's question. And I forgot. Did we say what the segment's called?
Brian's question.
This is fucking fantastic. You know, shout out to Brian for like keeping these questions tip top till we got to the top. He's had a couple duds, which we'll definitely talk to him about.
But he's had a couple of studs.
Here we go. Has Jamba Juice run its course? What's the future hold for the once almighty smoothie?
Oh, that is a great question.
Fantastic question.
He rounded this out nicely. This is Brian saying, in conclusion, I have presented many great questions.
This is what I hope the Jamba Juice people are doing.
Mm.
Jamba Juice is, they were ahead of their time. They got in. They were kind of a fad. It was great.
Yes.
Now there are all these cold-pressed juiceries. There are other smoothie-type places that advertise being kind of like, have a more healthy kind of ethos, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What I hope is that Jamba Juice owns one of those companies and is just going to kind of rebrand but not get left in the dust. What if they do own like one of these cold pressed juiceries or something?
Oh, I could totally see them throwing in for, you know, any one of these big, any of the stuff you can find bottled at, say, a Whole Foods. If they were just like, oh, this company's bringing in, you know, some odd millions of dollars a year, we're buying this. And now you can buy this whole line of juices exclusively at Jamba Juice or something like that.
Sure.
That makes total sense, because that is the problem. A Jamba Juice is like a Chipotle burrito in a cup. It's like so bad for you. There's so much sugar and like...
Chipotle's not good for you?
I mean, you just have to put it in a cup and then it's pretty good for you. there's so much sugar. It's all like, you know, it's just all like the sweetest fruits and like ice cream in a cup, basically. Okay. So like it's not a good scene. They've got to get out from under that thing. And it's like, you're going to find, it's like, its ship has definitely sailed. Where like it is, it used to be the kind of thing where I would say like, oh, I'll go get a
smoothie. I love a smoothie. Yeah. And then when I found out how bad it was for you, because I think I enjoyed it as like what I thought was a healthy treat.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's not. And so I just don't get them at all anymore.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to get a fucking milkshake. That's far yep. superior.
Yep. I'm with you.
I like that idea, though. Buy in.
All right, listeners. Thanks for joining us. We're happy to be back.
If anybody else has any outstanding Bev-related donations you've made to the show that you were specific to a shootout that we have yet to...
Well, we definitely have like the Mad Dog versus Thunderbird versus like Boone's Farm shootout coming up. We have this other wine one.
We could probably combine those into one cup.
Quite possibly. But yeah, let us know. But yeah, I think we have kind of a good idea. But yeah, if you want to nudge us,
if again, it's been a
feel
while.
Free. Yeah, feel free.
Yeah. Hit us up. Otherwise, get those Brian's questions for Brian in. You got a couple of weeks to do that.
Got a couple of weeks.
Hit us up on that socials.
Social.
If you want to donate to the show, you can donate by emailing totallybeverages@gmail.com.
That's what you do.
PayPal.
PayPal.
Pa-pow.
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 I wonder if we could accept Venmo. No, I don't think we can.
No, let's not then.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Good luck.